when you fight, how do you feel when you're actually in a fight? Zoom in. How do you feel?
Violent.
Yeah.
I feel very violent. I feel like I'm doing something I'm good at.
What?
Beating people up.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 596. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Intimidation. The song is called Credible Threat. It's on the band's 2020 demo, out available on cassette from Mr. Face and on 7-inch from Try and Stop Me Records. That band, based out of New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, seem to have members all over the place there. Straight ahead, by the books, oi. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, well, luckily, I have more music for you, including this song by Mystery Girl. It's called Shattered Dreams.
Thank you. got that big degree in a subject so highbrow. One could only imagine how she put herself through. My life I will surrender just to leave in the eyes. My trouble I will send her just to prove that I'm not gonna make the same mistakes again. Why bother breaking? You can always spend.
The Too Much Rock Podcast. We just covered a lot of ground in a very short period of time, ending there with Gal Gun from Chicago. The song is called Tropical Depression. It's on the band's album Critical Hit, which came out at the end of 2020 on Human Instrumentality Project Records. That's available on vinyl, and I bet it sounds very good. I don't know much about the band, but I know somebody I follow on Bandcamp bought it, and I thought that was a very good idea, and I should do that too. Before that, we heard from Kansas City's Here's to the Life. The song I played was Midwest Dreams. That one features Sean Mullenkamp there on the sort of emo vocals. That's on the new album Forward Motion, which will be out on March 20th. Just a self-released album, digital only for now. The band is playing a number of release shows. Really nice guys, and a pretty good album, too. And then we started that set off with Mystery Girl from Albany, New York. The song is Shattered Dreams, and it's on the band's self-titled LP, which came out August of 2021 on Boulevard Trash Records or No Front Teeth Records, depending on where you are in the world. Just perfect power pop there. And the guitar, the lead guitar on that one all through the album, just so, so good. So do yourself a favor and pick that one up if you're into the power pop. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to go to another Bandcamp purchase here. This one's from a Ukrainian band called Funeral Candies. Brace yourself for this one.
Yeah.
Journey, though for this that we took our time to get to our destination. We ended there with Midwife with the song Promise Ring. That's on the EP Luminol, which came out July of 2021 on the Flinzer label. That's the project of Madeline Johnson out of Denver, Colorado. It's a little shoegaze, it's a little metal. She calls it heaven metal. That's probably good enough. If you're interested in that, you can catch her opening for the Deaf Heaven show, currently touring around the country. I will see that one, and I will be happy about it. Before that, we heard from Funeral Candies from Poltava Oblast in the Ukraine. The song is called Varka. It's on the band's album Mesu Rozopochatu. Sorry about my Ukrainian there. And that came out in October of 2020 on Sound Fortress, a digital-only thing that I found on Bandcamp Friday, searching for Ukrainian bands and a way to throw a little money over there to the right people. That one is fantastic. It's black metal. It's also goth. It's also post-punk, and it may have been recorded in an ice rink. I don't know how that organ got there, but I love it. Anyway, we're out of time here, so let's wrap things up. I need to let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 596. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, so many things coming up. We've got Gully Boys on the 14th, The Ship. On the 16th, we have Deaf Heaven at Granada, or Choir Boy at Farewell. On the 17th, Listeners playing in the Record Bar, and Gel is playing at 2232. On the 18th, Redder Moon is playing at Record Bar. That's the LP release show. I think Otter, Montad Odds are on that show as well. On the 19th, Vitreous Humor is at the Bottleneck, or Mr. Golden Sun is at the Mini Bar, or John Prine Tribute is happening at the Record Bar, or Lake Love is playing at Greenhouse. That is Greenhouse's first show back in a very long time, so go enjoy that house. On the 20th, Ophelia's is playing at the Replay. On the 21st, Circle Jerks at the Granada. 23rd, Daniel Gum is playing at Mockingbird, or Shy Boys are at Farewell. On the 24th, Whiffs have a gig at the Replay. On the 25th, Creepy Jingles LP releases at the Rhino. On the 25th, Roseline is at the Replay. That's a matinee show. Saving Hip both. That would be a feat, wouldn't it? On the 31st, Military Gun is coming to Farewell. And on April 1st, Here's to Life is playing their release show at the Rhino. They've got a release show set for Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, Kansas City, and St. Joe's. So they are working it. Nice guys, very nice guys. Anyway, looking at the website, lots of new things out there. I've been a busy boy. There are photos and videos and my thoughts on the Pears, Red Kate, Sidewalk Celebrity, and Arson Clash show. There are photos and my thoughts on the Zorn Doldrums Piss King show, and my thoughts and video and pictures of the Foil, Silicone Prairie, Piss Kinks, and Untitled Artist show as well. Anyway, we've got time for one more quick track here. Let's play one from Milt from Melbourne, Australia. The song is called Brain Dead. I just picked that up on a cassette called The Days of Milt. Came out on NEV Music on January 8th. It's a post-punk thing. It's a little garage. It's a little twitchy as well. Reminds me of some of my favorite Kansas City bands. So let's end here with Milt. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.